Lord God, please let what I say come from you and through me and out to others. Amen. So what does it mean to follow? To follow means to come after someone, to move behind in the same direction. Have you ever met up with a group of people at one place and then kind of had to caravan to another? You know, this often happens at weddings and other out-of-town events where someone local leads a group of others to that next event. So have you ever been following someone who keeps blowing through the yellow lights, you know, and you get stuck at the red light and you're watching as a dozen cars kind of get in between you there? You know, it's tough. I've had it happen more than once to me where I've been left to fend for myself to find the destination. Or have you ever been the lead car and the person following you is going like 10 miles below the speed limit and they're like missing the yellow lights or just, you know. Okay, and you've had to stop and pull over and wait for them. You know, it's tricky business, this leading and this following stuff. Because when we follow someone on a journey, we have to pay very, very close attention, especially if we don't know exactly where we're going or how long it's going to take us to get there, or sometimes even what the final destination is. We have to look for signs on the way. And often, if we stop paying attention or fail to keep up, we can get lost, even to the point where we have to kind of pull over and regroup and figure our way back to the leader. Sometimes, however, we just give up. We go back to where we started. I mean, at least we're someplace familiar. But we are not where we are meant to be. Now, the leader has got a responsibility to watch out for those who are following them. Okay, and this leader needs to anticipate obstacles and, you know, sometimes slow down or even turn back and find the people who have gotten lost. Jesus is the one we're following. Now, Jesus is the kind of leader who literally will turn around and come back and find us when we get lost. And the sound of his voice can cut through the din of the noise that surrounds us. His voice has a frequency that rings with truth and with life and with love. We know the voice and we do our best to follow it. Yet we get distracted. We turn up the radio and, of course, you know, it's a little tricky, this following and this leading thing. Our attention spans get shorter, I think, the more complicated our lives become. We get impatient. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? We want to know the details up front. We want the map up front. It takes kind of a leap of faith to just follow somebody. Squirrel, look, squirrel. We are indeed very, very easily distracted. Now, the scriptures today have something in common with each other. There's a theme running through them. It's one of protection and having faith that we're going to be protected. We're going to be led to pools of still water. We're not going to have to fear any evil, and we are going to be comforted. We follow Jesus, and if we do, then goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Now, in Hebrew, the word follow actually means, the word is radaf. And it means to chase after or pursue. Goodness and mercy will relentlessly pursue us all the days of our lives and into the hereafter. But it's tricky. And we are easily distracted. Still, I think our faith compels us to keep trying, to pay attention, to listen for his voice, to see the signs, and to stay close. Because we're going to be protected, and mercy will pursue us. In the gospel today, Jesus is walking through the portico of Solomon. He's in the temple, and in this portico, it's protected by the elements, so it's a safe place to walk. And he's approached by a group of Jews who have a question for him. They want to know if he is the Messiah. Is he the one that they are supposed to follow? Seriously? Jesus has been teaching in the temple day after day. He healed the lame, he restored sight to the blind, and he raised people from the dead. Jesus' words were powerful, his miracles were bona fide, and he is the real deal. But these people wanted details. They wanted to know the whole map. They either couldn't believe, or they couldn't let go of their preconceived notion of who the Messiah is. I don't know, how would you feel if you were expecting a superhero and instead you got a carpenter who's hanging out with a bunch of fishermen? I mean, the gospel is really about trusting God and about trusting ourselves. And then with confidence, following Jesus and leading others to follow as well. We do. We have a superhero carpenter, and he's in the temple, and the words that he speaks ring true. They are clear. They are filled with love. They are filled with life. We hear the words of Jesus, and we know that we are being spoken to by God himself. Love one another. We see the impossible healing of the lame. The blind receive their sight before our very eyes. These aren't cheap magic tricks by some alchemist. These were miracles that went beyond the nature of life itself here. They had power over death. The words and actions of Jesus were nothing that anybody in this group or in this temple had ever seen or experienced before. Still, they didn't trust Jesus. They didn't trust their own ears. They didn't trust their own eyes. They were only focused on their world. They missed the signs. They were lost. They were confused and looking for an advantage, and they missed the big picture. Several years ago, Sylvia and I went to Italy, and we were in line at the Vatican to see the Sistine Chapel. She was particularly interested in seeing the Sistine Chapel. It's beautiful. And so we're in line, and the crowds are pretty large and overwhelming, and we're making our way kind of through the crowds, and we're trying to get around the people so that we can see this ceiling. And we began walking a little faster because we could see some breaks in the crowds, and we were kind of trying to get to them. And I was following Sylvia. And she passed right through the doorway into the Sistine Chapel, but she never looked up. Okay, so walking briskly, she's dodging person after person, making her way through the room. And in the meantime, I'm trying to catch up behind her, and a couple people kind of wandered in between us. And I'm trying to catch up, and finally I get close enough so that she can hear my voice. And I say to her, Sylvia, stop, look up. Sylvia was focused only on what was right in front of her, the task right in front of her, getting through the crowd. And she completely missed that we were where we had wanted to be. And when we stopped and looked up together, we were directly below God reaching toward Adam in the cloud. It was magnificent. We were in an awesome place. And we almost missed it because we were so focused only on what was directly in front of us. We stopped looking for the signs. We stopped listening to the directions. And we just plowed ahead. Truly leading and following is a tricky business. But faith and trust and staying awake, being aware, should never be taken for granted. If we're going to end up where we belong, we need to pay attention. So today is Good Shepherd Sunday, if you haven't figured it out from all the sheep references. Today's Good Shepherd Sunday. It's also Mother's Day. Recognizing the voice of your shepherd or a person that you follow is a pretty natural thing to do. And I think that we all recognize the voices of those in our lives who are in authority, like our mothers and others. We follow the examples of others as well as we follow Jesus. We recognize the voice of Jesus when the words are true, when they are life-filled, when they are loving words, and when they respect the dignity of all people. While we follow Jesus, we also need to be aware that other people are following us. That's right, there are people following us. Sometimes we don't even know there are people following us until we turn around and realize that they're there. Okay, but other people also follow our lead. We are in a flock formation. And when we're in that formation, sometimes we're not in earshot of the shepherd. So we trust the others around us. But this means just following along. and not paying attention, that can lead us astray. What we say and what we do matters and has an impact on those following us. So we need to trust our own ears, and we need to adjust when we, the people that we are following, are not hearing the voice of the shepherd. While not all of us are mothers, children still follow our lead. Responsible leading requires sometimes slowing down so little legs can catch up, making unscheduled stops to explain things. Sometimes you have to carry followers who get weary, and sometimes you've got to turn around and find them when they're lost. We're all made in the image of God, and following Jesus as others follow us means remembering to love each other and to respect the dignity of all people. Because once you commit to following Jesus, nothing can snatch you away. You are protected, you are loved, and you're a member of the flock. Now, following doesn't mean we're not going to run into a few wolves along the way. It doesn't mean that there aren't going to be obstacles in our path or challenges. There are challenges on every path taken. But if you're following Jesus, you're not going to meet those challenges alone. Now, we are individuals. We're made in the image of God. We are sisters and brothers through Christ. And we're members of the flock of the Good Shepherd. Each of our names is called individually. And ultimately, our minds and our spirits, they are our own. We are all unique. We are all children of God. I wanted to share a poem by Khalil Gibran that he wrote about children, and I wanted to share it to you, particularly on this day, being children of God, led and protected and loved. Your children are not your children. They are the sons and the daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you, but they are not from you. And though they are with you, they belong not to you. You can give them your love, but not your thoughts. They have their own thoughts. They have their own thoughts. You can house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in a place of tomorrow that you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You can try to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. You can strive to be like them, but you cannot make them just like you. We're all God's children through Christ. We're all one flock on this journey together. So listen for the voice of truth and life and love, and stay awake. Listen and look for signs. Wait up for those lagging behind and respect the dignity of all people and have confidence that you are loved and that you are not alone. So whoever you are and wherever you are on your journey of faith, you are welcome here to receive God's love freely given. Amen.